Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Mary Lou.
Good morning, Mary Lou. It's Betty.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
Good. We're having some cool weather. It's nice.
Gee, that's a good thing.
It sure is. It makes you feel better, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
For fall to come.
Yes. Yes. What kind of temperatures do you have usually around fall?
Well, this is kind of unusual. We're having 50 to 60 at night in the daytime.
I'm sorry, somebody came in. What
yeah,
did you say?
About 80. Huh? It was about 86 or so in the daytime when it gets real warm, you know.
Ah, okay.
And that's great kind of weather because we're used to such hot weather, you know.
Right.
And it's been so, and we're still real dry, but I felt so bad last night. A little town up way north of me, they're having to go to 50% of water usage in their house and for or survival, you know, losing their plants, everything. So we're still in a real bad drought.
Right. Wow.
I'm not that bad here. The other day I did get an inch of rain, and it was a slow rain, so it went in. But some places, you know, it's real spotted if it even rains. It may be like 3/10 of an inch or something. It may not be anything at all. So, but we're fortunate. I'm not that bad off like she is, those people are.
Right. Well, and if you're getting rain like we are here, you have one little area that gets it and all the surrounding areas get nothing.
That's exactly what we experience.
Right.
But at least we weren't like Colorado, were we?
Oh, for sure, yes. So whoever joined us, want to say hi?
Hi, this is Elaine.
Hi, Elaine. How are you today?
Doing well. How about you, Betty?
Very good, thank you.
And that's Mary Lou, I heard.
I was just trying to find this web as site.
What is that sound?
Oh.
I don't know. Betty, I just lost Beth.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Anita, how are you?
All right.
That's good. I was just saying I was trying to find this website, and it's Raw Recipes. But wow, they have unbelievable that are raw, like cheesecakes and brownie kind of things, made with a lot of dates and nuts. It's all stuff that, basically all stuff that we tend to eat, so that's a good thing. But I just have been so amazed at that the kind of things, the desserts, the amount, the variety of desserts that can be made that are raw. It just blows me away.
Yeah, it sounds. You said it's called Raw Recipes?
I'm seeing rawlifestyle.com. Raw Lifestyle.
Linda Morris.
.blogspot.com.
Hmm.
Can you repeat it? Somebody came in about that time. Raw Lifestyle, what?
CO at the end of that, rawlifestyleco.blogspot.com. So I haven't gone in, I just found that, so I have to go in and see if I can dig that up, and I'll let you know as I I go along what I can find out on that. But I picked this up on Facebook. It's just one of those things I subscribe to, and it comes up on Facebook with all these yummy recipes, really. So I'll check it out. I write that down to Raw Lifestyle. Does anybody have anything going on that they want to talk about for a minute while I write this down?
I just got a deal off of Mercola's website called Beat Back Cold and Flu with Garlic.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Like that would work.
Yeah, it says it's an all-around health-boosting herb. I haven't read through it yet. I was wondering if they are talking about doing it raw, if we can just add it to things.
Well, I had found too an article that says surprising foods that affect the body temperature. The heat inside the human body has a huge say on how it adapts to temperature changes. Natural adaptation dictates that the body must cool down when the surroundings are hot, and it must warm itself up when the surroundings are cold. While homeostasis plays a huge role in adjusting body temperature, this natural adaptive process can either be assisted or sabotaged by the food you eat. Here's a list of some foods that can affect your body temperature. Watermelon. This fruit contains a high amount of water, which of course we knew. Essential in bringing down body temperatures and helping you feel cooler. Not only does water have a natural cooling effect, but it also slows down digestion, causing slower metabolism and reducing heat output. Spicy foods. As it turns out, there's actually sound logic behind the eating of spicy foods in hot countries such as India and those in the Middle East, because spicy foods such as chili peppers pack a lot of heat that make you sweat, and sweating gives a cooling effect while lowering body temperatures. Leafy vegetables. Leaves in general contain a high amount of water. In fact, it is estimated that leafy greens contain an estimated 80 to 90% water. Not only that, but these vegetables are also easy to digest, ensuring that your digestive tract expands expends minimal efforts and produces minimal heat in the process. So foods that warm you up, ice cream. Okay, well, not so much us. But I think there's other things that will do the same thing. Contrary to its physical temperature, ice cream can actually have a warm effect due to its high content of protein, fats, and carbohydrates, thanks to its milk-wheat combination. Has a lot of calories that are then used up to create body heat. Also, it's notorious for being tough to digest, meaning you create more body heat due to digestive function. I can think of other ways. I don't know about you guys, but ice cream would not be the fruit I would take to do that.
Me either. I freeze even with the thought of it.
Yeah. Whole grains. Grains such as wheat and rice contain an abundance of complex carbohydrates that are tough to digest because it makes your digestive tract work harder than usual. It can create extra body heat. What's more, their carbohydrate content serves as fuel for the metabolic process. The next one is ginger. Ginger can play a very effective role in warming you up as pungent and warming properties. It can work especially well for individuals who tend to fare poorly with cold during the winter season.
Okay.
Because different temperature swings, your body must continuously adapt. Otherwise, too much heat or cold can cause disruptive effects to your health. You can aid your body's natural adaptive process
and make yourself more comfortable as well by consuming particular foods for particular weather conditions. You can warm up or cool down by eating foods that alter body temperature. The last one, that ginger wooden, would be the one that that I would go for, and I think I would skip as far as the warming a lot of the other things. Whole grains, yes, we do use that, but I think that's in moderation as well, we've found over the years. So I love ginger, and it does whether it's mental or actually physically warm my body, it works.
Yeah. And adding it to hot tea is easy too, so.
Absolutely. That's one of the things I love and really resent when I don't get to have during the winter is my cup of green tea, at least one cup of green tea with the ginger in it. So if I'm out and running around and I don't get that, because my cutoff time for drinking tea is like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm not home till that time, then it's like, grrr, I don't like that. I miss it. So, does anybody else have anything that they like that, that's their favorite go-to thing?
I don't really have that a particular one that you're asking for, but I just need to ask you, how many of you are still on the Vital Balance in the morning?
I am.
I need to know. I'm beginning, it's been happening for weeks or months now. At first it didn't, but I'm getting hungry not too long after. It's just not holding me like it did, so I don't know what I need to be doing. What are y'all having to keep going till lunchtime? Or do you have that problem?
I don't really have that problem to any degree because basically I'm not hungry until it hits like 10 o'clock or so. I'm later in the day that I get
I'm sorry, Eric. Are you waiting to do your drink till nearly 10 o'clock or something?
No, I take that in the morning when I get up. But, I don't find the need. But if I have anything in that, see, that's a good time for me after I've had that, and it's more like the 10 o'clock when I normally would eat, then that's more when I have maybe a cup of green tea or whatever tea. And the ginger or whatever that way. And then I'm certainly fine until, lunch, at least lunchtime.
Okay. I've got to try some variations because it's not really working. You know, I mean, I'm wanting something. So I guess if you still go with what Roger Drummer says, you just have to have something protein.
How much water are you drinking, Mary Lou?
Well, probably not enough.
I'm hungry whenever it is in the morning, I would take a full glass of water and maybe even two.
Say that again.
I would take a full glass, when you get hungry in the morning, take a full glass of water, maybe
okay.
even two. And don't
okay.
gulp it down, you know, drink it.
Just drink it, okay. Alrighty,
well,
I'll try that.
You're right, Nancy, and I, you know, that's part of, I guess, the tea thing that works for me. Or, some warm, lemon juice, lemon water, or, when I first get up in the morning, I have a cup or at least a cup, maybe two cups of water to begin with before I ever have my, Vital Balance. So I start my day off with water regardless.
Well, I drink hot tea all along during the day. But that's not getting in enough water, I know.
Right.
That also
anybody
could be
else?
Dehydrating you, Mary Lou.
Sorry, Nancy, I talked over you. What did you say?
That
might even be dehydrating her.
Yeah, it certainly it isn't going to replace your water regardless. Anybody else?
I need to ask y'all, how many are you being able to use the last pillows that came out when that have that big lumbar in it? It's I don't know what their names are. They came when I bought the sleep topper, you know.
I don't have that pillow.
A couple of months ago, I had to turn it over because it was too stuffed around it on the side that I was sleeping on, so I turned it over because I could feel it harder on the other. And I used it like that for several months, and then I ended up being able to turn it back to the right way again.
Well, I had some people interested in the sleep systems and all, and I've always had a hard time, well, just haven't been using that pillow. And then I listened to a recording that, Ruth and Dennis Williams have on their website, and it was way back when that they came out, and it was all these different doctors were giving a recording on the sleep system. And back when we had the other young lady from Canada, she was narrating it. And they gave all these pointers about what, how much help that the sleep, the pillow did, and how it was doing, and that you wouldn't have in with the sleep apnea. And then you also wouldn't go into the snoring. And I know I snore. And so that was the reason I thought. So I tried it last night. I had it here on the bed. I tried it again to put it under my neck, and I just could not do it. And I thought, I've got to work it out so that it would, because I think that's, that if that's the benefits of the way it's designed, I need to keep trying it. But I thought, well, are they talking about the same pillow? Because this is, that recording was probably 3 or 4 years old, you know. All these different doctors were talking about, you know, the system and how it helps you and what it would do for sleep and for how many people. But I just wanted to be, I was trying to refresh my memory on some points, and that's when I came across that. And I wondered if y'all were using them. Well, I'll try that, Nancy.
I got a call waiting a minute to take, and I missed what you said about the pillows, Mary Lou.
Do what?
I missed what you said because I had to take a call.
Okay. What is this? It's under YB Hurton's website, and it's really good on the sleep systems. And they were interviewing three doctors and all, and they talked about the sleep system and the part of the sleep and all the different things about it. But it talked about the pillow being so important for our, to keep you from snoring and to keep them from having the sleep apnea. And so I just didn't know. I tried it again last night for a while, and I just had to give it up because I thought, well, I know one time they told me to take the fiber out of it. You know, you could take the part of it out, and then that didn't suit, so I put it back in, the little fiber that's in there, you know, that's loose, that acrylic, I don't know what it's called anyway. But I'm trying to hassle with learning how to use their pillow.
So when you put it in the direction that they tell you to, and
what direction is that, Nancy? Right underneath your neck, isn't it?
Right, but the zipper is supposed to be, if you're lying on your back, the zipper is supposed to be on your left. And
okay.
So when you lie down on it that way, and if you feel where that support is at the, you know, at the base of it for your neck.
Uh-huh.
Is it cushy or is it hard?
It's hard nearly. Well, it's a little cushy, but it's pretty hard.
Then that's the correct direction. I mean, mine got very cushy, which is why, and I could not feel that hard piece in there at all. which is why I turned it upside down.
Okay.
It resettled, and I was able to turn it back after a few months.
Okay.
I don't want to put my hand in the middle of
it. Well, I'm going to try it again. Gave all the benefits about it, you know, and I thought, well, if I've got it, I need to be, it needs to be used rather than just laying on the bed and or on the shelf and not being used, you know.
Right.
So I thought, well, I'll try it again because they gave all the particulars about it. But sometime when you have a chance, go into that website and review that on the mattress and the pillow and see if falling it right.
Well, even the last pillow that we had before this one that came with the, I think it came with the whole mattress, has a nice cervical support to it also. I like that one also.
That was the one I was trying to know what the name of it was or even to get it again because I had a person that wanted another one just like it. And I said, well, I don't know how you find it. You know,
I don't think they have it available anymore.
No, it's been just gone. You know, when they came out with this one, they're gone. So.
Right.
But anyway, I couldn't provide, you know, I couldn't find it to give it, you know, to have them to buy another one. So anyway. I'll keep working on this pillow and see if I can. Again. Thank you.
I found with mine too that, the older one that I have, that it's not something you adapt to over in one night kind of thing. It does take a while to adapt to the new one and use it. So if you haven't been using it this time along and it's been sitting on the other side of your bed or wherever, Mary Lou, sometimes it just takes some time.
Well, that's what I thought. I tried it before and then I wasn't comfortable with it, so I finally quit. And then after listening to that last night, I thought, well, maybe you need to try it again. So I tried, but I'll keep working on it.
Yeah. Well, and probably the shifting of the stuffing that's inside becomes a personal thing too. So it may be like every night you have to adjust a little differently with that. So you finally get it.
I have a bad neck, having a couple of whiplashes. And so I only have with the neck, and this is so strong and so big and firm, you know.
Right.
But I'll try again because I do know I snore because I wake myself up. And I never have wanted to put those things that they advertise across my nose, but I may have to someday.
Well, I'm with you. Does that make you feel any better? You're not alone with the snore thing.
Okay.
I do that.
Thank
you
all for
having me. Anybody else have any? Go ahead.
No, I said thank you for having me go over some of these things that, you know, I don't have anybody around here to kind of go over those things on some of our products. And so it's not right with what we're probably doing here with the food, but it all works together.
Well, we're here to each other, however, you know, in whatever area that is. So no problem, Mary Lou.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Is Onita on the phone?
Anybody else thoughts or concerns that this you want to talk about?
Is Onita on?
I'm still on.
Okay. Remember when I needed that bracelet and we talked about the varying lengths of them?
I just
fell across a piece of paper that I have, and I forget whether I told you this or not, but on the website someplace, and it might have even been on the price list. The bracelets, the regular size ones are 7.5 inches plus or minus 0.2. So that could only be a quarter of an inch. The large ones are 8.7, again, plus or minus 0.2. So I don't know why they vary that much, but whatever. Also, did anybody find or watch the Lisa Oz program Monday? I don't think I get that channel.
I'm sure I don't, so. I saw a little bit of it. I didn't watch the whole thing.
And what is it, an hour?
Yeah, I think that's what it was on for.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to call my cable company and see if we do get it. I don't think we do.
She had Chopra, Deepak Chopra on there.
Oh, okay.
And talking about some things. I didn't take any notes on it, so there's not, and like I said, I didn't sit down and just watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
I was busy with other stuff, so I didn't get the full impact of what was going on with it.
Mm-hmm.
I know she talked to some guy, something, she had a section on sex and then the meditation. The C-plus, and then I don't know what else she
okay.
had on.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So they have some great, things. I was looking, trying to watch too to see if they had anything on Tai Chi or anything, you know, more along those lines than just the yoga, but I haven't found anything there. With that kind of, program.
You mean on that network?
Yes.
Uh huh.
Yes. So, there's another thing that I, article that I found that was on eye problem treatments you can achieve at home that's just a light thing, nothing. It doesn't go into anything too much. It just is talking about allergies. At first, the thought of having eye allergies seems to be an unlikely prospect, but the fact is that eyes are also prone to different kinds of allergic reactions. These allergies can leave your eyes red and teary. Most important part of treating such allergies is to understand what the allergen is and to do your best to avoid exposure. In the event that you can't avoid it, there are different eye allergy treatments that you can use to alleviate symptoms. They don't give you anything to amount to anything. They talk about a sty and using a warm, dampened washcloth, placing it over it, and I know that... I have read, I don't have that problem with styes, fortunately. I don't think I've ever had one, but a lot of what I've seen and read talks about using just a tea bag on your eye once it cools down a little bit so that it isn't really hot, hot, hot. And that opens the eye pores, which helps eliminate the infection. It talks about black eyes and what to do for that, and that's just, like we all know, they talk about doing cold on that and do it for 10 to 15 minute increments in 2 hour intervals.
2 hours. Cucumber is good.
Aha, yes. Conjunctivitis, they talk about, and saying that they're these infections are commonly viral by nature, so antibiotics are not really effective for treatment, unless it's proven that the infection is bacterial. Use eye drops for disinfection and cold compresses to relieve itchiness. Watch out, though, as conjunctivitis tends to be highly contagious. And, yes, we know that from different situations that pop up with children. I don't know of anything else, though, with conjunctivitis. That's usually one that I kind of have aimed to the doctor with. So they don't really, you know, there's nothing too much that we don't already know about that. It's just dealing with other situations. You should see your doctor. And, yeah, absolutely.
I've had watery eyes, and they just all of a sudden started. I think it started from an allergic to an eye drop that a doctor gave me. And then I kept going back to his office, and they'd just say, well, you know, that one said, well, don't ever use that drop again, and said, throw it away. And they took it from me immediately, and I didn't even think to find out the name of it. And then they never could tell me what he gave me. So they were just trying to cover themselves, but I've been to I don't know how many different doctors, and I've suffered with it for 2 or 3 years now with watering eyes. And
so they didn't have it in your chart what they gave you?
No, ma'am. Can you believe that?
Nope.
That's ridiculous.
And I asked for it, you know, and no, they didn't have it. So anyway, I've dealt with it now for a long, long time, and I still have no results. So I've seen all kinds, and they tried to put wigs in the corner of my eyes and whatever else, and then they wanted to do surgery to see if their tear ducts were just open or closed or whatever they were. But the side effect would have been that I would have to put saline solution every day in my eyes and wash it out. And I thought, I don't want to do that in case I'm sick somewhere or somebody couldn't take care of me as I got older, you know. I just thought, I'm not having that
kind of
a
I'd rather have the watery eyes.
I had to. And so I just thought, well, I'll just do that. But if you ever run across something that you feel when you're reading an article about that, a watery eyes, well, let me know. And they are. They time itch and sometimes they're red. But I think it's got to be allergies. But you know how we have so much.
Yeah.
All the drinking you're doing.
Yeah, I guess so. And somebody said, oh, you probably just need to have a good cry. Well, I've had a cry or two lately with funerals, and that didn't solve it either. So I kept thinking,
one other question, Mary Lou. After you drink your Vital Balance the first time, do you put more water in the container to get the residue and drink another whole glass of water that way?
Okay, I'll do that.
Oh, I've been doing that from the beginning. I didn't want to waste what was on the side.
Oh, I always at the bottom. I put some more water with it and finish drinking it. I don't leave it because I have to keep stirring it back up. But then I don't mix it with a little mixer. I just stir it up with a spoon.
Shake it up. But yeah, drink another at least 8 ounces the second day after the first glass.
Okay. I'll keep doing that then. I'll start doing that again.
I think you're not
drinking enough
water.
Just get more water in early in the morning.
Yeah.
I thought y'all's tip that y'all gave the other day about not having anything after 8 o'clock, you know, on food or liquid, or I guess liquid too.
Because water, nothing with calories.
Okay, nothing with calories. Okay, just water.
12-hour fast with no calories.
All right. I did that, and I think it's working better.
Good.
So thank you for that tip.
That was an odd tip.
Was it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're a little past time. Does anybody have anything else before we wrap it up and get on with our day?
Gotta get started, Zane.
Thanks for the info.
Thank you.
Sure enough. Have a good one, everybody.
You too.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.